Thursday night, Mishnah Berurah, starting Hilchos Priyas HaTorah. We learned the Hakdama yesterday, today we're starting to learn it. Simen Kuf Lamed Hei. Say the Priyas HaTorah B'yom Sheni B'chamishi, B'sheni V'chamishi B'Shabbos U'B'Shabbos B'Mincha. So we saw that Sheni and Chamishi are probably, possibly Takonas Moshe. Shabbos Mincha is the Takonas Ezra. Kohen Shlosha, that's certainly Takonas Ezra. That's certainly Takonas Ezra, even by Sheni V'Chamishi, that three people get aliyahs. There's a minimum of three people. Ein Poichsin Mehen, Ve'ein Mosifin Aleihen, right? No less, no more, because of Tircha de Tzibura, Bitul Malacha, people have to go to work. You can't start making Hoysafos, as we call them. Ve'ein Maftirin Benodi, and that's the reason there's no Haftarah either. Ve'im Hoyu Shnei Chassanim Abeis HaKnesus Ve'im Yisraelim. So the Ramah says, Muta Lahais of Likros Revi'i, they both are Chiyuvim, so instead of making a Gairo, you can give them both Aliyahs. We don't do this. The Dudu Habiki Yomtiv, Sher Muta Lahosif. So technically, you're getting away with it. So it's a Yomtiv Didei, we find such a Lashon in various places in Shas. That it's called a Yom Tov Didei. So technically, Yom Tov, it could be Moisef.
That would be, what? Would be a Chatzim in the Shavua or the day of the Chatzim?
Probably the day.
Just the day.
The Nira Duad in the Shnei Bali Bris, the Yom Tov Shalahem Hu, Kedol Kamon Samuktof Kuf Nun Tes, which is Grada Hilchot Tisha B'Av, about eating meat. The Din Shabbos V'Yom Tov Ayin L'Kamon Samuresh Be'Bez L'Yino Yisofa, regarding making Hoysofos on Shabbos and Yontif. Says the Mishnah Berurah, B'sheni V'chamishi B'shachos. V'avte B'diyevet kol ha'yom zmano mikom mekom l'chatzchila mitzvah l'haktim. So that's the question. They came back from a camping trip and they davened Shachris because they would have missed Man Kriya Shema, but they didn't have a Sefer Torah with them, and it's Monday or it's Thursday. So and they come back, it's 11 o'clock, and they want to know if they can go to a shul, if they should or could go to a shul and lane. So if you would open the Mishnah Berurah, you would say yes. Mishnah Berurah says, B'dievet kol ha'yom zmano. Look at the Shar HaTzion, Ois Gimel. He says, Kein mashma midogol merevobo v'aftuhu ayrilinyan Shabbos. That you can lane the parsha the whole day Shabbos. It's not samud necessarily to davening. There's a separate chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah, Sheni V'Chamishi, Shabbos, that's what the Shar HaTzion here. It says, Pasha Duadim L'Sheni V'Chamishi. So, you would say yes. However, many Achronim, doesn't bring it down, the Achronim have a problem with it. Many Achronim say, you should not do it, you cannot do it. So, what would I paskin? I certainly would paskin they shouldn't make a bracha and they shouldn't have three people get aliyahs. You know. So the way we do it without making a bracha, there's no point to saying three aliyahs. Right? Because the real thing you should do is have three people go to the Torah and read from it. So there's three aliyahs. You're makayim the halacha. But you're not... I'm saying enough achronim say not to do it. Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring it down. Enough achronim say not to do it that I would advise not to do it. But the Mishnah Berurah even says you should do it. So what you would do is give up aliyahs and not make a bracha. However, the way we lane, that has no pshat. Doesn't mean anything to give out aliyahs. So okay. So the best thing to do is to have three people that could lane, that could muddle through the laning, and each one should go over to the Torah and read from it. The Indian of taking out the Sefer Torah from there in Kodesh and reading from it, so enough shittos hold you should do it, and you're mechuyev to do it, that's, I wouldn't consider that a problem. Akaponim hit the Mishnah Berurah's mashma, you could do it. After b'di'evet kol ha'yom zmano, mikom mekom l'chatchila mitzvah l'haktam, adrabe, it's like only l'chatchila that you do it by shachris. You do it during davening. So again, l'maskana, enough achronim say not to do it later. So the shaila is, what's later? I don't know. They say not in davening. not in Babylon. So you have these real laid minyan. Okay, they can do it. Some say it's better, some say you do it by mincha. Do it mamish in conjunction with mincha. Like we do it Shabbos by mincha, so do it by mincha. I don't know.
Last year, when the shul went north, and the shul was locked.
Yeah.
And we had to daven outside. And eventually, people came, after we finished davening,
you're talking about shachris.
Yeah. We were about to pull away, they opened the door. That
no, I would be Dizman Shachas, I wouldn't have a problem with it. Dizman Shachas, I would have no problem. What the Achronim have a problem with is once you're out of Dizman Shachas.
Even though it's not in the standard.
And the Mishmurah has no problem with it. Kol Yom Zman, you can do it like 5 minutes before Shkia. You can do it. The Briskers, I think, still do it. I'm pretty sure the Briskers, when they. If they miss or whatever, I think they'll go and they'll lane. Okay. Sifkot and Beis. They may see from Alayim, Mishum Bittul Malach Alam, but Gamay Naftir and Mitam Zeh. That's also why we start 6:55 or whatever. 6:50. Mutul Ahaysif. That's the basic halacha that the Ramah says. Kadesh Yuchlu Shneim Lalos L'Toyra. Uladina Kosvo Achreinim Dei Noyegin Kain. They're less pressing. What I've seen done in the at the Kaisel, I saw this, nothing to do with the Kaisel, that's just where I happened to see it, is that they split up and they took out two Torahs and they had enough people for two Minyanim. They split up and they took two Torahs and they just made two Minyanim and they laned. I don't know, it doesn't seem, it seems in Baruch Hashem Tzvicha. It wasn't even for a chassan. They did it because they wanted money. They were selling aliyahs. So like this, they sold 6 aliyahs instead of 3. But I think it's a Ramesha Shapiro's minion, it's called now. The old Rabbeinish's minion.
In the middle, right?
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't want to say he was there. Because like in my memory, I don't remember seeing him there when they did it. So I don't know if he was there at the time, that day. I don't know. I don't want to say he was there and he saw it and didn't object.
Are there two reasons?
The chayas of Baruch Hashem Tzvicha. I mean, I don't know. I mean, you could do it, but every Baruch Hashem Tzvicha you could do, right? That's the pshat Baruch Hashem Tzvicha. Baruch Hashem Tzvicha doesn't mean a bracha levatala. It means you've caused a bracha she'ena tzvicha, which is inappropriate, but it's hakanat a bracha levatala.
I mean, the bracha she'ena means you don't need to smell something that you don't smell it. I don't understand. You don't need to smell. Smell a rose.
You're asking now why isn't that a bracha shena tzricha?
I'm asking why that's any difference. You can have so you can make a bracha on getting an aliyah anytime, right? You can go to a shul 5 days, five times in the same morning and get a bracha.
Yeah, but here there's one sefer, so there's one takonot that 3 people should read. You're maneuvering that 6 should read. It's the same sefer. You're maneuvering
why,
that 6
why
people
is,
should
why
read.
What's
a bracha shena tzricha mean? Define it. That you're maneuvering to make a bracha when you're maneuvering to taka make a bracha that's not a bracha of a latala.
You want to make 100 brachas a day, so you have people making more brachas.
You have to be careful not to do it in a way of bracha shena tzricha.
Why would money?
You know that the rose was a bad.
No, I don't understand why. What's the difference? No, the bracha shena tzricha is the bracha that
the rose has nothing to do with the bracha. You want to be Nenem and Olam Hazeh, you're allowed to, and Nenem and Olam Hazeh has to make a bracha.
Why does the guy smoke it because he wants to make a bracha?
What?
But it's the other round. He made 99 brachas, and he's taking the rose only because he wants
that to. That doesn't matter. His motive doesn't matter. The bracha shena tzricha is not because of your motive. Bracha shena tzricha is not because of motive. Bracha shena tzricha means in the normal course of events, there would not be a bracha here, there would not be a chiyuv bracha here, and you're maneuvering that you. Making an unnecessary bracha.
And making money.
You could have done exactly the same. Wait. You could have done exactly the same thing without the maid.
Yeah.
By saying to the rose, you couldn't have.
The rose.
Exactly the same.
I hear the two Torahs. I mean, I see the bracha.
Someone's making.
What are they doing? With the two Torahs. What are they doing?
They split. Are you asking now the other way? Why isn't it a bracha of Atala? I don't think it is. No, they're splitting up. each group is taking out, is doing the Takanos Chazal. Each group is doing the Takanos Chazal. They split up into two groups. Okay, anyway, I don't know. I mean, nobody said anything. They did it. I was the only one that said, ugh, this is not correct.
If it was to make you money, then make it tzricha.
Spoken like a true fundraiser.
No, right there. Why
did they
give
me the Chassan and Chassan getting an Aliyah? I'm sure that was their rationale. I'm sure that was their rationale. It's not a broken Shanzir because we want to make money. What? So you're right. But there's a rationale that's brought down in the Poskim. Well, I don't know. There it's like saying, you know, some days there's three Aliyahs, and some days there are four Aliyahs, and some days there are five Aliyahs, and Yom Kippur is six Aliyahs, Shabbos is seven Aliyahs. And Simchas Torah is limitless aliyahs. That's part of what Chazal said, that there should be limitless aliyahs. It's not something we're maneuvering to do. The minhag is that on Simchas Torah there are limitless aliyahs. Okay, anyway, maybe they were wrong, maybe they were right. I was the only one that seemed to think there was anything amiss.
That was your thing,
age.com, yeah.
I'm saying there are like two reasons why we have the number of aliyahs, right? Three, four, five, six, seven.
It's Kenegah, whatever. Yeah. More Megillah, Kenegah, the number of words in Bichas Koyin.
I thought it was because of Bittul Malacha versus Malacha.
Well, that's why there's no more.
Right, you can't go more.
That's why you can do more, but it corresponds to a specific thing. How do you close your Kenegah meeting, Marcus?
How do you think you have being Moses on a whole?
You're asking now, that's a very good question. You're asking if there's a remez to three, so why would you think it would be Moses? The answer probably is that either B'chal Messiah Mone, that's why there's a minimum of three. That's, you could learn that way.
Oh, I thought that you'd say that it can't be Moses.
No. The five of Yomtid and the seven of Shabbos are also Keneged Me, the Gemara says. Also, the Gemara finds a Remez. And the Rashi.
I thought there was a reason to say that you can't be.
There are.
Mala Bakonish, being Moridim. So you can't be Mala onto the Kedusha of another day. So on Yom Kippur, you can't do seven because then you're coaching on Shabbos.
Who says that?
I thought there was one of the reasons why you're involved.
Maybe. Okay.
Then, according to that, I don't see how you could add on to it.
Why? Because you're encroaching on those Kodesh.
Right.
Okay. And the Chalami? If that's the reason, and the Chalami. In Bitlu? Okay. So but the Ramah Pasmas, you could even do four. Because it's their Yomtid. I don't know what. Okay.
So, no, it's not against him because it's exactly the same thing.
No, the Ramah is not a problem with him. He's talking about Stam. He's referring to the fact that you have to give a reason why you can't Stam do it. So he's asking why do you have to give a reason for it. It should be wrong to Stam do it. It should be wrong to Stam do it. Why do you have to give a reason for it? You can't do it because you can't do it. It's not Matin to the. Okay. Yep. Page 20.